ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. I still love you, but you know you're wrong. And to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, greetings. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 295, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. With my family, this, and now with many others, this unique viewpoint, this unique arrangement allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 11. Holy Father God, we acknowledge that we are weak and really nothing without you and your help. Have mercy and grace upon us for Jesus Christ's sake. Please forgive us of our sins, and at the same time, Lord, I am thankful for every blessing. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wash us and make us whiter than snow on the inside, so that we can be fit to receive your holy word. Give us your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it and to come away from it with a message for our own lives and for others, so that we can teach it to others in a discipleship way and preach it to others and preach the gospel to others for their salvation. In fact, help people who are listening right now to get saved today from hell if they're not saved already. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Pardon me. At 1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel, and then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all of the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, "What aileth the people that they weep?" And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, "Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen." And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, "Thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have help." And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you." And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies. And they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch, and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, "Who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death." And Saul said, "There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel." Then said Samuel to the people, "Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal, and there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And Lord, have it to continue to increase our faith. For you have made it clear that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to have faith in God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members, May God bless you. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 498. The scripture passage that the Prince of Preachers chose for our reading today is Job 38, verse 16. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Some things in nature must remain a mystery to the most intelligent and enterprising investigators. Human knowledge has bounds beyond which it cannot pass. Universal knowledge is for God alone. If this be so in the things which are seen and temporal, I may rest assured that it is even more so in matters of spiritual and eternal. Why then have I been torturing my brain with speculations as to destiny and will fixed fate and human responsibility? These deep and dark truths I am no more able to comprehend than to find out the depth which coucheth beneath, from which old ocean draws her watery stores. Why am I so curious to know the reason of my Lord's providences, the motive of his actions, the design of his visitations? Shall I ever be able to clasp the sun in my fist and hold the universe in my palm? Yet these are as a drop of a bucket compared with the Lord my God. Let me not strive to understand the infinite, but spend my strength in love. What I cannot gain by intellect, I can possess by affection, and let that suffice me. I cannot penetrate the heart of the sea, but I can enjoy the healthful breezes which sweep over its bosom, and I can sail over its blue waves with propitious winds. If I could enter the springs of the sea, the feet would serve no useful purpose, either to myself or to others. It would not save the sinking bark or give back the drowned mariner to his weeping wife and children. Neither would my solving deep mysteries avail me a single whit for the least love to God. And the simplest act of obedience to him are better than the profoundest knowledge. My Lord, I leave the infinite to thee. My Lord, I leave the infinite to thee, and pray thee to put far from me such a love for the tree of knowledge as might keep me from the tree of life. Go ahead, Spurgeon. I say amen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be content to do your will with the gifts and talents you've given to us, and to not think more highly of ourselves, but to be humble and lowly of heart and mind, and use us to be a witness for you. Use us to be a Barnabas for others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a Amen, amen, and amen. In keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead service, let's continue to read from what I call the family verses, found in Ephesians chapter 5 and 6, where God directly tells the husband, the wife, the father and the mother, and the children what to do to have a happy, productive, blessed family. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, the Bible reads, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." And allow me to say here very quickly, I believe with all of my heart that many wives are suffering today because they refused to obey God's word right here. They wanted to do it their way. They wanted to be Miss Independent. When right here, God tells you you're not Miss Independent. You could have been Miss Independent by staying single. And God has no problem with that, as long as you're dedicated to Him and you're not out there whoring around in the street and doing what you want to do, trying to have the benefits of marriage while not being married. God does not play that. And so, but you decided to get married, and now you don't want to reverence your husband. You don't want to respect your husband. You want to do what you want to do. You want to be footloose and fancy free and married too, and it does not work that way. I believe many, many people, many women are sickly because they've been taking communion and in disobedience to God, disobeying their husbands, not submitting to their husbands, controlling and dominating their husbands, manipulating their husbands, thus manipulating the pastor in the church, causing a problem in the church and causing a hindrance in the church, sometimes causing problems that cannot be overcome. We shall not overcome in some of these situations because Miss Jezebel has chosen to hate God, hate Jesus, or therefore disobey God, disobey Jesus, hate the husband that God gave her, and Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty together again. See, if you don't obey God's word and you stay that way, first of all, I believe that you're lost and on your way to hell. If you don't understand this concept, you have never been born again. I believe there are many women who have never been saved, many men, husbands and fathers who have never been saved, religious, good from the outside, on looking from the outside, good, solid individuals. They pay their bills and they pay their taxes and stuff like that. But they're lost and on their way to hell. Good church members, in the sense that they go, but they really don't commit to Jesus. And that's what Christianity, by the way, is all about. Committing to Jesus, being married to Him, submitting to Him, obeying Him. And if you don't do that in the small things, then you're not going to do it in the big things. And so I think, and I know, that there are many women who are sad, miserable, tied up in a fetal position because they have disobeyed God in this simple matter. And they have messed it up so badly through their pride, and they're still so proud, they don't want to change it. They don't want to go back and fix it. Sometimes in life, my beloved, you have to go back and fix it. Sometimes you have to acknowledge your pride and humble yourself and move on. So today I'll just read that one verse. Tomorrow we'll read verse 23 and 24. Now, let's do something else we've done in this standing between the living and the dead prayer devotional memorial service. And that is pray for others. God grant us your grace and your energy, your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray for others. Holy Father God, we pray now that you would have mercy and grace upon us for those of us who name the name of Christ, and please forgive us of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us and help us to repent. I do pray, Lord, that you will help those of us who are saved by your grace to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love, by your grace, your might, and your power. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving all around, all across this country and around the globe. And it's getting worse. Even children today are being harmed by it. Lord, we pray that you will meet the needs of these people according to your will and way, and on the level of our individual lives, the level of our family, the level of the community, the level of the church, the level of this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all people who are in government ministry, the ministry of government, from the President of the United States on down and around the globe. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank you for your chosen people. And Lord, we pray that you would save every soul in government, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may do your will. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And Holy Father God, we pray for some families that are hurting because they have lost loved ones to the coronavirus plague. And Lord, we pray for all of these millions of folks who are hurting. Lord, we have seen the white flags in Washington, D.C. I'm so glad somebody is doing something like that. But it is a sad occasion to lose so many in such a short amount of time. And Lord, we pray that you will comfort all of these people as only you can and save their souls. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Tennessee teacher Katrina Brooks. We pray for the family and friends of Tennessee teacher William Rafoon. We pray for the family and friends of Florida resident David Dalu. We pray for the family and friends of Texas resident Jonathan Heffelfinger. And we pray for the family and friends of Texas teacher Angela Thompson. And now, Lord, we pray for all of the prayer requests that have come in. We pray, Lord, for a few by name. We pray, Lord, for the salvation and spiritual and family and life, protection and provision blessings upon all of the other families and people who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. And Lord, we pray for a few by name. We pray for Eric. Please provide them with enough money so a boy in his church will be able to walk again. We pray that you'd work a divine miracle. We know that you're able. We pray for Joseph. Please bless him to do well in school and bless his graduation. We pray for Bushena. Please strengthen and guide her in her prayer life and bless her financially. And Lord, we pray for the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry here at Gospel Light Society. And we pray for the thousands who have trusted you as Savior through the preaching of this ministry from this pulpit, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for a few by name, and we pray for the many who have gotten saved. We pray for Thelma, Tim, Brad, Shaquan, and Brian. We pray, Lord, for the many people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word. And Lord, we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith. And we pray, Lord, for Angela, George, Nathan, Lola, and Joseph. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however. Our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.